USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA now making some COVID-related changes. The agency now shortening the time needed between getting two doses of a Pfizer coronavirus vaccine and an additional booster shot from 6 months to at least 5 months. Also, certain immunocompromised kids can now get a third Pfizer vaccine dose. The White House is announcing it will invest $1 billion in an effort to boost competition in the meat processing industry. The Biden administration is planning to allocate the funds from the American Rescue Plan to independent meat and poultry producers as part of the effort to lower prices for U.S. consumers. Biden on Monday meeting virtually with family and independent farmers and ranchers to talk about the plan to create a more competitive, fair, resilient meat and poultry sector. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. I know you had a great Merry Christmas, and because of the unbelievable, overwhelming response that we've had during the holidays, we are extending that special Christmas offer. That's right, we're extending it only for WAR listeners.
And that's an extra 40% off for WAR listeners. And what else are we going to do, babe?
We're going to give you your spouse for free. That's right, you get to add your spouse for no extra charge. Only until the end of the year. This is WAR listeners only. Hey, this is your time. It's a New Year's revolution. Not a resolution. It's a revolution. Get your body. Get your health that you deserve. Throw down the gauntlet and say, this is our year to do it. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
More people on the East Coast are in the dark as a major winter storm moves through the area. It's bringing snow to Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and some other states. More than 300,000 Virginians are in the dark. More than 50,000 in Maryland don't have power as well. The system's still affecting parts of North Carolina, where more than 150,000 don't have electricity. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is giving an update on his state's response to the surge of COVID-19 cases. He raises the issue of testing and President Biden's promise to send 500 million at-home test kits to Americans.
There's obviously a crunch on the availability of tests. We were promised a lot of these home tests. That's the federal government has total control over that. They've promised hundreds of millions of tests. I don't know when that's coming, if it'll come.
Florida, one of many states seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC recently shortened its recommended isolation guidance for the general public. Essentially, people with COVID-19 are now recommended to isolate for 5 days if they are asymptomatic or if their symptoms are resolving, along with the recommended 5 days of wearing a mask around others. The guidance is prompting some pushback given that it does not include requiring a negative test after 5 days to end isolation. President Biden's top medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the CDC may update the quarantine test rules soon and require a negative test after 5 days of isolation. All of this is leading to a lot of confusion, according to Dr. Jeanette Neshwa.
The mixed messaging, not only does it lead to confusion and frustration, but it leads ultimately to a lack of compliance. And the messaging is problematic. To say it's reasonable, yes, sure, it's ideal to get tested, but it's impractical and unrealistic right now because we have such an extreme shortage of testing and diagnostic tools. And then to say it's not helpful to be tested, well, it is helpful to know so that you don't bring it home to someone who may be vulnerable, to your grandma or to someone who's high risk. But at the same time, if you do still have COVID after being tested 5 days later, it's going to create more problems, more chaos.
The doctor speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.